So I've got a couple of simulations. I've got a simulation result here, first of all, to show you, that shows you some comparison between these algorithms, without going into a lot of detail. This is a system that we nominally modelled at 1 gigahertz, to be quite close to GSM. We employed an 8-element array with a half-wavelength spacing. And some of these more sophisticated algorithms, you've got to average over several snapshots or received data symbols. You can't just take a single symbol and work out the bearings. You have to integrate or average over several received symbols. And these graphs, we typically averaged over 50 received data symbols to do the estimation. Now, if there's no Doppler present, this shows what happens when you've got a different angular spread of your scatterers. And if you use a fixed beam algorithm, then this is measuring the output signal to noise ratio, which for 8 elements is going to be 14 dBs of improvement. And this shows what happens if you have a fixed set of beams. And with this 8-element fixed set of beams, they were well matched to angular spread of 20 degrees. But if the angular spread was greater than 20 degrees or less than 20 degrees, the performance was inferior. If we tried to do direction of arrival estimation, then it worked very well when there was no angle spread, and as the scattering angle increased, the performance of that degraded. If we also put in the additional sophistication of measuring the channel profile or the multipath profile, then we were able to get up and maintain that level of gain on the antenna over all angles of scatterer. And that was fine, but these were the results without any Doppler present on the received signal. If we then look at what happens when we've got a 200 Hz Doppler, 200 Hz Doppler would correspond to a relatively fast mobile, because that's quite a high mobile velocity. This is a high-speed car on the Autobahn. And now you see all these results are degraded, and particularly the channel estimation result has been degraded because the signal scenario is changing. So I can only get this performance if the angle spread is very small. And if the angle spread is large, then I have to suffer some 2 decibels loss in that improvement I got due to the effect of the Doppler shift changing the nature of the received wavefront. So these give you some indication of some of the trade-offs that are present in the design of these processors. Lowest complexity is down here, but the performance is not that good. As we step up in complexity, we get better performance, but we've also got to concern ourselves with the Doppler shift.